For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
I'm here because I wanted to do something in response to the COVID crisis, and this seemed to be a very specific way that I could give back to the community and help somebody.
That's Julie Lumpkin, and she's giving blood at the Red Cross Donation Center in Columbia. She is one of many helping out with life-saving blood during the COVID-19 pandemic, and that help is badly needed. According to Red Cross spokesman Ben Williamson, the pandemic has caused hundreds of blood drives to be canceled and rescheduled since March, resulting in the loss of thousands of pints of blood. But despite the spread of COVID, the need goes on.
There are kids that have cancer that need blood. There are still accidents happening where transfusions are needed. As elective surgeries have picked back up for hospitals, that need for blood has gotten even greater. So as we live in this COVID-19 environment, we are continuing that mission. It certainly has changed our processes at blood drives.
Williamson named some of the processes the Red Cross has changed to protect its staff and donors from the virus.
When you show up as a blood donor, you're required to wear a mask. Our volunteers, our staff, they're all wearing masks. Before you're ever allowed into a blood drive, you're asked COVID screening questions. A deep cleaning takes place in the morning and at night. We've staggered appointments. We are limiting capacity inside buildings so we can spread our donation beds out.
Lumpkin said the spread of the virus initially gave her pause, but careful consideration changed her mind.
I did think about it. I've been very careful about where I was going out in the last 4 months. So every decision I've made to go out was very well thought through. And this also, I decided if anybody knew how to keep a place safe and sanitized, the Red Cross would.
Fellow donor and future nurse Etta Smith said the pandemic did not bother her when she considered donating.
It did not. I was in nursing school, so I know I'm going around infected people all the time in the hospital during my clinicals. That's the reason I got into it. It doesn't frighten me or put fear in me at all.
Like the other donors, Bryant McGowan was confident in the Red Cross's precautions against the virus.
They trust me to rely on the information I'm giving to them, and I'm trusting them to rely on the information they're giving to me. Happy to do it. It's uncomfortable wearing a mask, but better safe than not being able to donate. Small price to pay.
Asked whether COVID will cause permanent changes in the Red Cross's operation, Williamson recognized the possibility.
No one knows what the future holds with COVID-19. It's changing daily. We don't know what it will look like in 2 months, 3 months. We won't even know what it's going to look like in a week. The Red Cross, we learn from the disasters that we respond to. And so I think there are certain things that will forever change because of the way we've operated in COVID-19.
Williamson said one thing the organization has learned from the pandemic that almost certainly will become a permanent procedure is its response to house fires.
We've had great success responding virtually, right? Connecting with those families virtually, being able to speak with them moments after it happened or a day or two after it's happened, speak with them, figure out what their needs are, figure out how we can assist them. And we've done that virtually. And that's something that in the foreseeable future, that's the way we're going to continue to do that.
Red Cross nurse Ebony Asmine said people are recognizing the safety of the centers and donating to help fill the gap left by canceled blood drives. Williamson said in addition to more blood, the Red Cross greatly needs volunteers because COVID is preventing help from other states to travel to South Carolina. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.